This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The NFL draft starts today, okay, but did you know why the draft has gone from closed-door meeting to major public spectacle? In addition to TV, there's also a big festival where the draft takes place. How do we get here? From Chicago, Nova Safo explains.
The NFL draft used to be a bunch of huddled team officials wheeling and dealing over college players turning pro. Nobody paid attention, says Rodney Ford, professor of sports management at the University of Michigan.
Used to be only sports writers cared. They would hang around the hotel where the draft was going on.
Today, an area of downtown Chicago the size of 20 football fields is home to an NFL festival. The draft will also be televised nationally.
The draft's become a huge spectacle.
Dan Lebowitz heads the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern University. He says spectacle is now part of the NFL's business model.
That is sort of consistent with the way in which TV contracts have blown up, particularly in college football and in the pro leagues.
TV has intensified fan interest, which Rodney Ford says has opened up new opportunities for commerce.
As soon as that player is drafted, shirts go on sale.
Chicago officials say the city also benefits, claiming last year's draft netted the city $80 million in tourism and spending. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.